Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels. Pope Benedict apologized in a letter to victims of child sex abuse by Irish clergy, saying he felt shame and remorse. In the letter, the Pope also announced an apostolic visitation of Irish dioceses, seminaries, and religious orders affected by the scandal. Charles Collins has this report.
Pope Benedict on Wednesday announced the letter to Ireland was to be signed and released soon, saying he knew the clerical sexual abuse crisis had shaken the church in Ireland.
I ask all of you to read it for yourselves with an open heart and in a spirit of faith. My hope is that it will help in the process of repentance, healing, and renewal.
Now the letter has been released, and in it Pope Benedict addresses victims, parents, priests, bishops, and the abusers themselves. To the victims, he said they have suffered grievously and that he is truly sorry. He spoke for the entire church, saying he openly expresses the shame and remorse for what happened. He acknowledged nothing can undo the wrong done to them, and their trust had been betrayed and their dignity violated. The Holy Father said when many were courageous enough to speak out, no one listened. He asked victims to not lose hope and to remember that in the church one encounters Jesus Christ, who was himself a victim of injustice and sin. To parents, the Holy Father says he knows they are shocked by the terrible things which took place in what ought to be the safest and most secure environment of all. He asked parents to play their part in ensuring the best possible care of children, both at home and in society as a whole, while the church continues to implement the measures adopted in recent years to protect young people in parish and school environments. Pope Benedict also spoke to the priests and religious of Ireland. He says he knows they are suffering due to the sins of their confreres. He acknowledged the dedication of their lives and said he knows they are tainted by association in some people's eyes, as if they were responsible for the misdeeds of others. He invited them to reaffirm their faith in Christ and love of his church. To the bishops, Pope Benedict first of all said many of them failed, at times grievously, to apply long-established norms of canon law to the crime of child abuse. The Holy Father said grave errors of judgment were made and failures of leadership occurred. He said this has seriously undermined their credibility and effectiveness. He encouraged them in their work, including the full implementation of the norms of canon law in addressing child abuse and continuing to cooperate with civil authorities. To the priests and religious who abused children, he said they had betrayed the trust of innocent young people, and they must answer for it before Almighty God and before properly constituted tribunals. He spoke of the immense harm done by them to the victims and to the church. He told them to examine their consciences, take responsibility for their sins, and express sorrow. The head of the Vatican Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, said this is one of the strongest statements ever issued by Pope Benedict.
I think that the word of the Pope for the victims is one of the most touching he has had until now, because he refers also to concrete experiences of the victims about which he was informed. And it is very touching. And he says, I ask you humbly to listen to my words.
At the end of the letter, Pope Benedict announced an apostolic visitation of certain dioceses in Ireland, as well as seminaries and religious congregations. He said this visitation is intended to assist the local church in Ireland on her path of renewal. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.